At trial, we presented evidence of four phone calls being made, two of which the defendant, we believe the defendant was a part of, and someone testified that that was in fact his voice on those phone calls, indicating that he would like her. He referred to her as, but the individual that testified indicated that the her was Miss Megan Lee, and that he wanted her, quote, fully done. And that was agreed to at a price of $5,000, which again, an individual testified to at trial. So the state asked for the maximum of 40 years. The reason we did that is because in looking at the factors and aggravation and mitigation that are set out in the Illinois statutes, we didn't feel that a single mitigating factor applied. There wasn't a single reason in our mind that there should be leniency given in this case, given the defendant's history, you know, of violence and the information in the investigative report we get. I have felt and argued that he's a danger to everyone, to obviously specifically the victim in this case and others that were demonstrated by his acts while in custody. We ultimately got a sentence of 33 years, which we are happy with. Before this, the defendant was not a felon. So the minimum was asked for by the defense. So we are happy with that outcome. It took an army, and you know, we thank everyone that stepped up and helped us prosecute this case to the full extent.
And I understand that it falls under the truth in sentencing guidelines where he'll have to serve 85%. Did I read that right?
That's correct. And on this matter, specifically, the defendant has been in custody since about November of 21. So he received roughly 560 days credit, and the rest will be served at 85%.